Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. We are back on YouTube for the uncensored match build-up show. It is Liverpool, it is Leicester, it is the Premier League, it is Thursday evening. It is going to be 7:45. It will be Jurgen Klopp in charge of Liverpool Football Club. Brendan Rodgers, former Liverpool manager, in charge of a struggling Leicester side. I am joined today by Jay and by Dan for this one. You'll just have seen their Twitters. You can go over and follow them, of course. Please do. Good lads, the both of them, to be honest with you. Don't stare at me like that. You know what I mean?
Do you know what? I was just in awe of the intro.
I'll give you that fiver.
Like, it was going up and up, and I was like, crescendo moment.
Okay, mate. Brilliant. And then I start speaking about you, and
yeah, they just like,
you've got to fall off a cliff at some point. Absolutely. Haven't you? What goes up must come down. So we're here to talk Premier League footy, Jay. It's Leicester. Before we get into it, like, what are your sort of feelings on Leicester at the moment, and well, Rodgers Leicester?
A bit harsh what he did the weekend when he called out all of his bloody players. Just a little bit harsh, wasn't it?
Different.
Yeah, it's a different tactic.
At least he didn't sit them down in the penalty area.
Yeah.
I suppose it's that.
From dodgeball, it's a bold strategy, Carton. Let's see if it works, you know.
There's no envelopes knocking around. That's what this
I was going to say. Where's that envelope, Brendan? Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because every time, you know, Rodgers has gone into a season, Leicester's usually done very, very well. Then he's dropped off. Dropping off a little bit earlier this season.
Yeah.
Talented squad. Shame what's happening the way it's happening, but carry on, because I want the 3 points.
Do you think he's going to change the three at the back at any point, Dan? to stop the slide and then pretend he's a genius? What?
Nah, it's not like him. Possibly. He needs to do something, doesn't he? Because for me, it looks like it's coming to an end. I'm not a particularly amicable end either, especially like you say, obviously what you said over the weekend. And they were absolutely hammered by Forest, weren't they? That wasn't just, oh, we got knocked out of the cup by an underdog. That was, they were much better than them. So,
it's not a slight on Forest, is it?
No, not at all.
So Forest good. Brilliant. You're right, mate.
And Leicester, even all season, like, obviously you mentioned the past couple of seasons, they've been there or thereabouts and they fall away. They've just not even got going at all this year. And they've had injuries, but yeah, that looks like it's coming to quite a nasty end. And it might be United links, obviously the Rodgers United links, managerial-wise. That might play a part because something isn't right there.
Yeah. I thought he'd done himself out of the job for the United by the results before they appointed Ragnick, and at the end of Solskjaer, Leicester's results were just starting to go downhill. And I thought, oh, I don't wonder, he's not going to get that job now, I don't think. And I still feel like that. Still feel personally like that United job's kind of set up for Pochettino, to be honest. Excuse me, we digress slightly though. But I mean Rodgers, listen, I liked Rodgers at Liverpool. He come across like a nice enough fella to me.
Yeah, no issues.
You know, he got us very, very close. That 13-14 season was one of the best of my life, regardless of whether we won the league or we didn't. Mm-hmm. There were just so many memorable moments. Because I kind of do want him to do well. And I kind of feel like Leicester was the perfect club for him to go and maybe get back to a big club after Leicester. But right now, it looks like he's been found out a little bit, to be honest.
A little bit, yeah. And it's, someone compared it to like his third season at Liverpool, the parallels are there. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget, this man won the FA Cup. You know, it's not been too much of a disappointment as Leicester boss. He'll go away and Leicester fans will love him for that, you know, and fair play to him for that, because to take Leicester, even though they've got a lot better since they won the league, to take them to the FA Cup final and win it was fantastic. But I do agree with you, Chris. He has been sort of found out a lot recently. And again, I don't know where his next job would be if he does continue with Leicester.
No. If he doesn't. I was looking at the injury stuff for them at the moment. And, you know, I'll get this on the screen now for you. Johnny Evans looks like he's going to be ruled out. Timothy Castagna ruled out. Jamie Vardy ruled out for this one. Wesley Fofana ruled out. Mendy, 50% chance. And Bertrand's ruled out. Now, that's It's going to be a struggle without Vardy. It always is, Dan. I mean, he's just been such a big part of who Leicester City are for such a long time that I kind of feel like he might be they're a one-man club, almost.
I see where you're coming from. Yeah, he's definitely been the linchpin that sort of, you know, undermined and underpinned all their success recently. And obviously, you mentioned there that he's done a good job, really. He's taken them to Europa League, which... What Leicester probably aren't that big, but they have been competing above the weight, I'd say. So what we're seeing now might be a bit more who they are, you know what I mean? It could well be, but in terms of the injuries, yeah, they are. That's a big blow with the Vardy. Obviously, we've seen in the cup, particularly first half, Carl back up a few weeks ago. He ran us, particularly Billy Kometio, he ran us ragged a little bit, and he was half unfortunate, a great save from Kelleher, not to completely finish that game off. So them missing him and Johnny Evans, that's two huge players from either end of the pitch that we should look to capitalise on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it is, I've just got a super chat in from S. Full stop, S179, thank you so much. Who's singing the Diogo Jota chanting? Oh, he wears the number 20, which is absolutely brilliant. I mean, I enjoyed that at the weekend at Anfield. Thank you very much for the super chat as well. Before we do, it is time, you've mentioned it, Dan, there, the result earlier on in the season. Obviously, we were done at King Power as well, 1-0, weren't we, back end of, was that December or January? I forget which one it was. It was around the end of December, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was between Christmas and the New Year.
Yeah, that time when you can't remember
28th
the
28th or something like that. Yeah. We were supposed to play Leeds on Boxing Day, we didn't, but we played Leicester in midweek instead. Yeah.
It's got to be for Liverpool now, a bit of a revenge mission this, hasn't it?
100%. And even more so now because what you know we've spoke about this off camera, haven't we? We're fighting on relatively four fronts, aren't we, Daniel?
just about. <yeah. laughs>
Go watch the podcast. That joke will make sense. That'll make sense.
Out of context.
Yeah, sorry, mate. But no, Dan's got a good point. But again, 3 points is so important, and that it could be anybody. If, you know, you are right about the revenge mission against Leicester, but we're on a revenge mission. We're on a revenge tour from you know failing to defend the title. We want it back. So I don't care who it is, 3 points is a must.
Absolutely. Got a trivia question before we talk Liverpool side of things here. So who was the last player to transfer directly from Liverpool to Leicester City? While you chew on that one, got a little advert for our Craftsman of the Cop series, which is out tomorrow on Red Men Plus. Check out that here now.
I think it's such a unique part of Liverpool fan culture. I mean, other teams have flags, but they're often like just a St. George's cross with the name of the town written down the middle of it. But for Liverpool, it's something different. It's like it's a part of your identity and as a club. It's just another outward way of expressing your support for the team. It's part of our history. It's kind of nice to feel like I'm creating a little bit of that history and carrying that story along. And I like the fact that, yes, you can go and get a printed banner made and you can probably do it quite cheaply and have it made in a couple of days. But I like using the old traditional kind of methods, doing everything by hand and just making beautiful things that hopefully nobody will ever want to throw away. I like the idea that some of my flags, because they're so well made and because they're such heavy duty material and stuff, that people have passed them down through their families and they might still be there on the cop in 100 years.
Welcome back to the build-up show. If we're on Twitter already and you're joining us, thank you very much. We are doing our Leicester City build-up show ahead of that game in the Premier League. I'm joined by Jay and by Dan for this one. We're about to get into the Liverpool side of things. It's exciting times. Liverpool back in business in the Premier League. But before that, I showed you a video of the Craftsman of the Cop. That is out on Red Men Plus tomorrow. So get signed up on theredmentv.com. Hey guys, it's Steve here. Hopefully you are enjoying this podcast. Just want to let you guys know, if you want even more Red Men TV goodness in your ears, every single show that we produce over on our subscription service, Red Men Plus, also comes in podcast format. So you can get all of our amazing content on the go. Hopefully you enjoyed that one and hopefully you enjoyed the rest of the show. The trivia question was, who was the last player to transfer directly from Liverpool to Leicester, gentlemen?
Go on, we have a joint answer. Go on, go on. I'll let you do the honours.
Danny Ward.
That's what I was saying.
Yes, it is indeed. Danny Ward. Well done. Danny Ward. I put the shit up them a little bit during the break by suggesting
that it was a left back. And it happened last season. What about?
Listen, it's exciting times. The thing that we want to talk about most of all, I think, right now is who's the front three that starts this game. Because you've got Salah who wants to come back in. He wants to play football. Apparently, he's going to be in training today, Tuesday, the 8th of February. Jay, who is your front three for this game against Leicester? And does it include Mo Salah?
Well, Daniel here, when we were off camera, showed me a tweet and it is has a photograph of Mo training. Which already. I hope that is right.
Klopp's
talking about saying he's back. So now it's like, okay, so if he wants to play, put him in.
Oh, brilliant.
So yeah, it would be, for me, it'd be Mo, Jota, and I would start Diaz. Really would.
Mo, Jota, Diaz, my days.
Yeah.
Twitter, if you want to find out what Dan and my thoughts are, you're going to have to come and join us. The link was in the tweet. Thanks very much for joining us. Little sneak preview of the build-up show. It's live now. YouTube, we're going to crack on. Dan, what is your front three for this game?
I'd like to say something different, but same as. Having just seen what I've seen, and I think Klopp described Salah as a physical monster, which we all knew anyway, he said he's ready. And if he's ready, we obviously alluded to it earlier in the podcast in terms of the workload, the heavy ground, et cetera, et cetera. But if that man's saying he's ready to play, then he plays.
You changed your tune. He played well. From an hour ago when we did the podcast. Oh, I'll give him a rest. We'll give him a week off.
But that tweet changed everything. That tweet seen that photograph. When he showed him, I was like, so he is actually back. That's a recent.
He's fully
Can I see this photo just so I can get on board with it?
Who was it?
James
I'll
Carroll
find it while you're trying. Who was it?
James Carroll on Twitter.
James Carroll?
Yeah, or Dave OC as well. A few different...
Oh, my days.
There you go.
I'm getting really, really excited.
Back
okay, I'm going to find it on...
And there's obviously quotes to go with it from the club's official website as well.
We've got it. Mo Salah is back at the AXA training centre today.
Yeah.
And Jürgen Klopp has confirmed he comes into contention for Thursday's game with Leicester. Lads, I'm now all
you,
in.
You tell me. You tell me he's not starting.
Let's just go, mate. He's starting. He's in a Liverpool training gear.
I still think we've got to be careful and maybe give him the hour, etc. You know what I mean? But I mean, you just can't ignore that, can you?
No,
and
you
Klopp
can't
ignore that. No. I think it's impossible when you've got someone that good, that hungry, and that desperate to play.
There, that photo's got Nico Williams in the background.
Oh, has it, yeah.
Has it really?
I haven't looked that close. But look at the quote.
Oh,
it's got Nico Williams in the background.
What are you doing?
It's a great spot, that, by the way.
That's a great spot. It's a great spot. I'll tell you what. You got me all excited for nothing, Daniel.
But look at the quote still from Klopp saying
I've gone back out now. Right, I'm changing it. Right.
I'm all in.
This has just gone tits up now.
I'm all in.
I mean, he can still be back.
He could still be back.
Because his hair's all over the shop.
But how deceiving is the tweet?
Little neck pillows around
how deceiving is the tweet, though? He's back at the AXA Trading Centre and you've got that photograph? Come on.
Yeah, that is.
Crop Neko out of it. It's not hard. I can do that on my phone. Fuming now. Anyway. Is Salah still playing? Yeah, Salah's starting.
Yeah, he's still in.
Salah's still starting, Chris.
He's got to start, hasn't he? He's back in the training centre. Fake picture or not, like, if he's there and Jürgen Klopp's talking about him,
brilliant.
He's there. Yeah. So it's, what are we saying here? Harvey Elliott starting in the midfield, no problem. Diaz starting on the left wing, Jota, Mo Salah. Job's done.
Sorted.
I think
Why not? But, again, it wouldn't surprise me if Elliot is off the bench again to, you know, the whole old school of managing the game. I think Diaz definitely starts. We're being at home. Cameo appearance the weekend. That was a test. Diaz definitely starts. Jota will start because he's in great form. You can't look past Mo Salah if he's back and he wants to play. You're not going to argue with him, are you?
No.
He's a player that just wants to play footy. He wants to score goals. And if he wants to play and he says he's fit and the sports science behind it say he is, I said to Dan, he'll be travelling first class, getting home. He'll have plenty of rest between, you know, then and now for a fella of his stature and how fit he is, he'd be ready to go. So either way, but you'd understand if he didn't, wouldn't you? You really would.
Yeah, I mean, I need to interrupt this incredible Mo Salah conversation to have a little word with Jordan Doyle, who's in the comments and says, I'm watching you from school, lads. Boss. get back to school, lads.
Well, no, I want to know what lesson he's in. Jordan, what lesson are you in? I need to know. If you're in maths, carry on watching, lad, because you've got a calculator. Don't listen to what they say about, oh, you'll need this, you won't. Yeah. Ignore them, carry on watching.
You've got a calculator, Pythagoras theorem's not that useful outside of school.
Not at all.
Differentiation is, it's how you get a signal to your mobile phone.
When you get a job, mate, they don't want you to do it all, they want you to do it as quickly as possible so you can earn your wage, lad. So.
Also, you can blag your CV, no one ever actually checks what GCSEs you got, just saying.
That's true. And anything that happens, it'll go on your record of achievement. It fucking won't.
Record of that achievement, what the fuck?
It's gone. Man's collecting dust somewhere.
Long gone, that way.
No such thing. So Mo Salah, he's starting up front. Diaz is starting on the left. Jota's starting in the middle at this point. Midfield for you?
That is probably the trickiest part of it, to be honest with you. I'd probably go with our strong... Oh, God, that's a difficult thing to say. I'd probably go Fabinho...
Just bringing out the Jenga midfield.
Yeah, Fabinho, Henderson and Elliot. Because I'm like,
Are you going Elliot?
I am going Elliot because I think the fact we saw Elliot before Thiago on the weekend would suggest that he is more ready for more minutes than he is. You know, I think that is pretty much as simple as that. We've seen Thiago for 15, 20 minutes and we've seen Elliot for half an hour.
So Henderson plays where?
On the left hand side of it.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure like that.
Cater instead?
No, I'm throwing Thiago in.
You're throwing Thiago?
Yeah, I'm throwing Thiago. It was lovely to see him back.
I love him, I think he's brilliant.
He's chomping a bit. You're right, though. You know, don't get me wrong. I think either way, you're happy with either of them. But I'd love to see... If we can have Fabinho, Hendo and Thiago, that's what I want.
That is actually my strongest midfield. The reason I stopped myself saying that is because of the minute situation.
Yeah, of course,
I believe our strongest midfield and the most balance we can get from a midfield is Fabinho, Thiago and Henderson because we've got that mixture of work rate, defensive and filthy class from Thiago.
Oh, awful.
But, like I say, the fact he only came back after Elliot, arguably, in terms of training, and he only got 15 minutes instead of half an hour, makes me wonder.
It is a good point. And now I'm second-guessing myself. Thanks, mate.
Sorry.
I just don't like Hendo on the left, if I'm perfectly honest.
It doesn't work. You are right, it doesn't work.
I don't mind, for some reason, I've been all right with Ox on the left-hand side. Like, I think I prefer him on the right-hand side, but I've been okay with it. It's just about how many times they do it.
Yeah.
Like, Hendo will convince me if he just plays well there, five games on the run.
The thing is, with Elliot being back now, we've seen at the start of the season, you're essentially dropping Henderson if Elliot is good to go.
Yeah.
And he's just gone. Like we seen on Sunday against Cardiff, he was unbelievable. You can't not let him play. So if you don't want Henderson on the left, which I think is a very fair point, there's a question mark over Henderson for quite a while now, not just on Thursday, isn't it? If he's not very good there, which is what we're saying essentially, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult one.
Okay.
And but it's a nice headache, though, isn't it?
Is it Matip back in for Konate, or are we going to see what... We've seen it a few times this season where Konate's come in for two games and then gone out.
I'd probably stick with Konate, to be honest, because we all know that he's generally going to be the partner for Van Dijk, isn't he, going forward? So games like this where you just think, right, he didn't do that much wrong at the weekend. You know, there might have been an issue with some of the timing of his challenges and stuff like that and got caught out. But relatively, I do like him. He's a big lad. He's strong. But again, if Matic comes back, you're more than happy as well because Joel's been fantastic this season. But either way, flip a coin. But I think from stability-wise, just get Konate in again because if you're going to want Matic because just for that rest assurance, then maybe you're saving for another game because we've got Milan coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, Milan next week. Yeah. I think Matic comes back in personally. I think he's been the best centre-back this season. And I don't think you dropped the best, for me anyway, the best centre-back. What about you, mate?
Yeah, I'm with Matip. I think he has been our best centre-back. I think Van Dijk's slowly but surely getting back towards his levels. I think when he first came in, there was the odd moment where you thought, oh yeah, you can tell he's been injured. You know what I mean? But Matip has been outstanding all season for me. I think the decision, Jay's probably right, it is pretty 50-50 flip of a coin. A lot might rest on what he sees for the Burnley game. On the weekend, and who he sees as the best choice there. I would probably say Konate might be the best choice for that in terms of his physicality and how strong he is in the air. So I'd be going with Matip for Thursday.
Just want to shout out the Southern Scouts at SS in the comments section. Thank you very much for joining us on this one. Okay, we've done the midfield, we've done the defence, we've done the attack. What do you reckon and how do you reckon Liverpool are going to play and what do you reckon the score is going to be?
Oh God. I think when we were chatting before, if Elliot's playing, the triangle of Trent, Elliot and Salah is just going to be mouth-watering. We got a glimpse of two-thirds of that triangle at the weekend. And if Mo is back, apart from that photograph, that's going to be amazing. I look forward to seeing that. But I just, the old school mentality of attack, 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 that's what we're going to see. Because that front three is going to be mouthwatering whoever's lining up. You know, Diaz to start that match would just be incredible. So I'm expecting a tight first 15 just to see what happens, because Rodgers will, you know, he's got a bit between his teeth now. And so the Leicester players, you know, just because they got beat by Forest doesn't mean they're going to be a pushover. Mm-hmm. They're back in the league now. It's Rodgers will give them a kick up the backside. Probably not the best way, obviously, but they'll still be like, we've got a point to prove. We need to give our fans something. So I'm not expecting an easy win, but I am expecting a lot of attacking football from us.
Okay. For the record, I think it's going to be Bobby, Jota and Salah up front. Jota on the left-hand side, Bobby in the centre. I think we just hold back Diaz a little bit and use him as sort of a 20 minutes to go, get right, him yeah. warmed just up into the system, first few games type of thing. I think adrenaline was the weekend, and it was like about getting him out there and against relatively easy competition, mm-hmm. Or opposition, I yeah. should say. And I do think that we're going to see Diaz sort of phased in maybe a little right. bit slowly.
Yeah. That's definitely the more Klopp way of doing things. Me and Jay have got properly carried away with the
Salah. We have. But why not, though? Why spend that amount of money to ease him in? He's a regular starter for Porto.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
He was, sorry.
Well, we were going to look to buy him in the summer, remember?
Yes, yeah.
So, like, it was Tottenham that made us go forward. So the plan was never to sign him in January and then...
Yeah,
but he can change your idea by getting in there and playing really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's just how, for me, I'm like, I really think that it takes a long time to learn what the Liverpool front three do.
Yeah.
It does.
That's the thing. And I think we make it think it's easier than it is. I don't think it is easy.
Do you think Josh is going to be happy though, moving on that left-hand side when he wants to play in the middle? And especially the way he's playing at the minute.
I really like Jota from that left, you know.
I do, but
in both positions. Mm.
But I find him more effective in that middle because he just gets into better spots, doesn't he? Do you know what I mean?
He does, but I think he's more effective than Mane on the left.
That's a shout. That is a big shout.
But this season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you might. I'm not going
to. I don't know. Do you want to argue with him?
I don't know. No, I'm happy to have a debate about it. Jota is boss in both positions.
I don't think he's very good to the right. This is something I've said on here. Yeah. We had the Kay Gordon situation a few weeks ago, and I went with Gordon over Jota, because of that. But Jota centrally or left, I would just about plump for centrally. I think the Mane statement is an interesting one. It might be fair enough. It might be. He doesn't play like a natural winger even when he's out there, though, does he?
No, you know what I mean?
He's still that central sort of fox in the box, pop up in the
right
situation.
By the way, I think Liverpool's best front three, just for the sake of arguments, is Mane on the left, mm-hmm. Jota up front, Salah on the right. But Mane's not here, I've gone for Bobby, Jota on the left, Salah on the right.
And if I was a betting man, I'd probably say your Fumfrey is the most likely to start on Thursday.
Because, makes a bit more sense
because of the way Klopp has done things previously as well. Yeah. Obviously, Firmino's got some minutes under his belt. I absolutely adore Bobby Firmino. Let's just get that out there as well. But also, whenever we've signed anyone, pretty much, it's always taken a while for Klopp to really throw them in the deep.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Bar Van Dijk. That's Bar the Van only Dijk,
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Alisson.
But they were two of like the most transformational signings that we knew we needed a long time before it happened. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
They were no-brainers to throw straight in. Andy Robertson, Andy Robertson's best left-back in the world. It took him ages to get a game. We had Albert Moreno playing there. Milner instead for time. He's done it a lot, and he'll probably do it with Diaz. So there is a chance we're getting a little bit, oh, new signing, let's go. I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, okay. No, I want to get sucked into it as well, but I did that frigging starting 11 for the last 6 years.
That is true.
And he always just dead conservative. Klopp.
Yeah, a bit pragmatic.
Like, he is pragmatic. Yeah.
You're right. No,
and until he shows me something, I won't ever go, he's going to move away from something. And it does surprise you occasionally. And then he goes, but when he makes a decision, he's like my wife, he makes that fucking decision and it's it forever. Mm-hmm. Like that's the new norm type of thing for him, you know what I mean?
Do you know what? That's a really interesting point there, because obviously when Manny is back, you know, back end of this week, he might be around for the Burnley game. Probably not so much for them, but in a few weeks' time, when Diaz and Mane are both, you know, up and running, if you like, back as Liverpool players, that will be really interesting to see who gets the nod at that point. Because if Klopp suddenly goes Diaz, that might be the moment you said there, whereby he goes with it and he sticks to it. We might see that this year.
Yeah. He was bold with Elliot at the beginning of the year, wasn't he?
Yes.
I don't think
overhead this.
Yeah, if we'd had this conversation, to be fair, there was conversation on the channel, wasn't there, at the beginning of the year, who's your preferred midfield, who starts? I don't think many people would have picked Harvey Elliott to be a starter every single week. And he wasn't he? Up until he got injured, he was in the squad all the time. He was starting most games, and that was a nice
eye-opener. And it was Keita and Ox that were changing in the first three games to sit next to Elliott.
So that was bold of Klopp. So we talk about, obviously, the consistency and he's always conservative. That was very bold of him at the beginning of a campaign. Yes, all right, yeah, we're now into the back end of the season now. So, but again, it wouldn't surprise me if we go, Diaz starts. And maybe at the weekend you go back to the old formula because it's away at Burnley and he will get the shit kicked out of him, bless him.
Yeah, okay. It's very, very interesting. Let me know who you think starts up front in this game and for the rest of the season in the comments section. One comment before we go from You've Got a Friend in Me. Chris is great. We just need to help him with his choice of sweaters. Thanks, You've Got a Friend in Me.
Really
appreciate
You've not got a friend in him. But then maybe he's being nice.
You've not got a friend in me. That's what I'm going to send out.
Maybe he's being nice, though.
I don't think he is. I don't know.
If Paul said it to you, if Paul said that sweatshirt shit, would you wear it ever again?
Or
just
I'd wear it more.
Just to spite him.
Just wear it more.
There's your answer.
It's a fucking woolly jumper, lad. You know what I mean? It does look terrible on camera, to be fair. Probably won't wear that one again. Thanks, mate. appreciate you.
You've ruined Toy Story for him.
We've got to go to the other fixtures and stuff before we go. Let's have a little look then. So tonight, Newcastle-Everton, West Ham-Watford and Burnley-Manchester United.
Wow.
All right, pick a winner. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. So you go Newcastle-Everton.
Newcastle.
Is this what you want or what you think is going to happen?
I think is going to happen.
What's the other thing?
You've got the massive West Ham Watford game with you know, mad undercurrents at the moment going on at West Ham United.
Come on, Watford.
Yes, please.
Come on, Watford. For obvious reasons, and we know why, but also as well to see Karen Brady upset.
Okay. Burnley, Manchester United. That's got Burnley win all over it now. That's got 93rd minute Manchester United winner, unfortunately. Tomorrow's fixtures, City, Brentford. Oh, they always play someone shit every week. Norwich, Crystal Palace, Spurs, Southampton, Arsenal, Leeds. I'm going to go Brentford, get an upset and a draw.
Oh,
3-0.
Imagine. Oh.
Take it, won't we? Oh, we take it.
Can't help.
The thing is, Brentford are a bit, you know, off the rails at the minute, aren't they? Obviously, they got absolutely handed to him by Everton, didn't they, the other day? So, I don't know.
That was new manager syndrome, that. If it's Everton next week, it changes.
Okay, are Brentford going to do us a favour against City?
They could do. I'm not saying they're going to, because I'm not that optimistic. And usually, you know, if that happens, I'm even more ecstatic. I don't build myself up for it anymore. Okay. So, no.
Norwich, Palace, nobody really cared. Tottenham, Southampton, Spurs.
Yeah,
Spurs are in that.
Villa, Leeds, Villa. At home, at Villa?
Yeah, I would say Villa.
Leicester Liverpool, we've done. I think it's going to be 4-1 to Liverpool.
I'd say 3-0.
I'm going 2-1.
Wolves, Arsenal. Arsenal, just.
Oh, no, Wolves for me there.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Wolves. Yeah,
yeah, I go with Wolves. Going well. Where is it at? Molineux.
That is at Molineux, yeah.
Yeah, I go Wolves.
Thursday night, that'll be fireworks show. Going on at Molineux, have you ever been there?
Yeah, a few times.
It's a mad away because of that.
Did a Friday night in the FA Cup a few years ago. That was fireworks. It's a mad one, isn't it?
It's just weird, a strange gaff. It's just bizarre. What are you doing, you big gang of weirdos? Anyway, that has been the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. I've been Chris Pajak, that's been Dan Club, and Jay Pearson has joined us for this one. Don't forget to like the video. Get over to Red Men Plus to subscribe, because tomorrow we've got our Crashman of the Cop series coming out. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you all soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.